We have two scripture readings today, one from the Old Testament and one from the Gospel. Hear first the reading from Genesis chapter 1, beginning with verse 26. This is from the creation story. God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image. Make them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of earth." God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. And the reading from Luke 15. Then he said, "There was once a man who had two sons. The younger said to his father, 'Father, I want right now what's coming to me.' So the father divided the property between them. It wasn't long before the younger son packed his bags and left for a distant country. There, undisciplined and dissipated, he wasted everything he had. After he had gone through all his money, there was a bad famine all through that country, and he began to hurt. He signed on with a citizen there who assigned him to his fields to slop the pigs. He was so hungry, he would have eaten the corn cobs in the pig slop, but no one would give him any. That brought him to his senses. He said, 'All those farmhands working for my father sit down to three meals a day, and here I am starving to death. I'm going back to my father. I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned against God. I've sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son. Take me on as a hired hand.' He got right up and went home to his father. When he was still a long way off, his father saw him. His heart pounding, he ran out, embraced him, and kissed him. The son started his speech. 'Father, I've sinned against God. I've sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son ever again.' But the father wasn't listening. He was calling to the servants, 'Quick, bring a clean set of clothes and dress him. Put the family ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Then get a grain-fed heifer and roast it. We're going to feast. We're going to have a wonderful time. My son is here, given up for dead and now alive, given up for lost and now found.' And they began to have a wonderful time." This is the reading of the Gospel of our Lord.
Dear God, I have a Father's Day wish. You and my father have the same name, but sometimes my father makes me mad when he doesn't let me do what I want. I've heard in church that you're pretty amazing, so I was wondering, can you make my dad be more like you? Happy Father's Day. Love, Sarah.
Dear Sarah, thank you for sharing your letter with me and so many others. I love your spirit. You go right to God for the answers. And I wonder if you've had any, and I wonder what you've learned. You want to know if your dad can be more like God. The only thing that you seem sure of is that God is pretty amazing, and you're right about that. You seem confused about having two fathers in your life. Adults have been tickled by your letter, because we get confused too. We call God Father, and we never really think much of it, and you have reminded us of how much it matters. Thank you for that, Sarah. I used to have some funny ideas about God, too. When I was little, my father never forgot any of my friends' names. I used to wonder how he had such a good memory. Maybe I thought if my earthly father had a good memory, then so must my heavenly father. That must be why when I recited the Lord's Prayer, I used to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, how did you know my name?" I worry about the names we use for God. I worry because I care about God's people. I remember meeting a lady one day who wouldn't call God Father because her daddy had really hurt her. She said she needed to call God Loving One. This felt better for her. I never really thought it mattered until I met her. I never really realized how it affects people until she had the courage to share her story with me. I'm so glad she did, and I'm so glad you have too. Your dad and God do have the same name. God is called Father at church and when people pray and many other times. Did you know that God is also called by many other names? Some people call God Creator because he made the world that we live in. Others call God Comforter because God helps those who are hurt or sad. God is called Loving One because God loves us more than anything in the whole wide world. I've heard some call God our Rock because God never lets us down. We can always count on him. Some call God Friend because they are so close to God. Jesus did call God Father. In the language he spoke, he called God Abba, and that means Daddy. Daddy is a special name. Special like Mom and Dad, because titles like that let us know there's a special relationship there between people. God wants the relationship between us and him to be special, just like it is between parents and children. That's one reason Jesus called God Daddy. He also called God Daddy because he wanted us to know that we are like God's children. We listen to God just like we listen to our parents because they give us direction, keep us safe, and help us to be better human beings. Sarah, God is so many things to us, and that is why God is called by so many different names. And all of the names for God are good. All of the names for God give us a better idea of who God is. And you need to know, Sarah, none of the names can really define God. There aren't enough words for that. God is greater than all of our words and names. But I heard you say that you want your dad to be more like God. Maybe he disappointed you, or it sounds like sometimes you get mad at him. Yeah, I used to get pretty mad at my dad too, especially when he wouldn't let me go out and play with my friends at dinner time. Did you know, Sarah, that God is pretty amazing, like you said? And did you know that God is human too? God came to earth in Jesus Christ just as a human so that we could understand and know God better. God is pretty amazing and pretty human all at the same time. If you want your dad to be more like God, it's good to remember who God was when he came in Jesus. Just like you, God gets disappointed. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane with his friends, the disciples. On this one night, Jesus was worried and afraid, and he wanted his friends to keep him company. But it got late, and instead, they fell asleep on him. Some of his disciples even talked bad about him behind his back and hurt his feelings. God was disappointed. And did you know that God cried? Jesus had disciples as friends, but he also had a friend who was extra special, his friend Lazarus. Lazarus was his bud. Like someone you might have ice cream or go see a movie with, Jesus loved him so much that when he heard he had died, he cried. It's the shortest verse in the Bible, and it says, Jesus wept. So remember, just like you and me, God cries. And do you have any idea just how strong God is? God gives us strength to make it through the hard times. In Philippians, it says that we can do all things through God who strengthens us. God was strong, and so was Jesus. Jesus stood up to people who were mean, just like standing up to the bullies at school. Standing up to the bullies was one of the most well-known things Jesus did. He even died for it and for us. Yes, indeed, we know from this, God shares his strength with us. And you know that God loves us more than all the sky and the earth, that God loves us more than anything. God loves us more than our mistakes. God loves us even when we're in time out or get in trouble. And I should know, Sarah, I get in trouble a lot. There's a story in the Bible about two brothers. One stayed home with mom and dad, and the other took some of their money and spent it all on things that he shouldn't have, like you spending it on potato chips and bubblegum. He ran away from home, and he ended up on a pig farm. His life wasn't good. He was hungry, and he was lonely, and he missed his family. One day when he was feeding the pigs, he looked at them, and he said out loud, "They have a better life than I do." So he decided to return home. As he began walking home, he worried that his parents would be mad at him for leaving and wasting his money and his time. But they weren't. When he got home and told them he was sorry, they didn't even listen. They didn't listen because they were too busy calling the caterers to bring a feast and hiring a band to come and play music. They wanted to celebrate. They wanted to celebrate because they were so glad he had the courage to come home. They cared more about him than they cared about his mistakes. They loved him more than anything he could do wrong. Sarah, this is how God loves us. This is how God loves your dad when he makes mistakes. And this is how God has loved you when you make mistakes. So now God is asking you to love your dad like this, even when he doesn't let you do what you want. Remember the Disney movie Frozen? When Elsa realizes that she has to love herself just the way she is. She can't be anybody else. It is so powerful when Elsa realizes the only way to be at peace was to accept fully who she was. And that's when she sings, "Let it go, let it go." That's when she finds a love inside of herself that allowed her to be free and to be who God created her to be, and that was the Queen of Arendelle. And just as a reminder, Sarah, Elsa is a great example that you can be the queen without a Prince Charming. The love that Elsa found inside herself, that's the kind of love that God gives you and me and your dad. It is a marvelous love that changes us. Adults call this transformation or redemption, but what it really means is that God can make us new, make us better. This is the kind of love that can help you and your dad talk to each other and listen to each other, even when he makes you mad or even when you disappoint him. And you know, Sarah, people will make you mad. People will disappoint you, and you will do the same thing to them. But in the middle of all of that, God is reminding you to keep trying and to keep loving. Sarah, you asked God for a gift on Father's Day, but I think there is a gift that you could give him. It is the gift of seeing your dad made in the image of God. In Genesis, the first book of the Bible, God says, let us make human beings in our image. God wanted us to be in that image so that we would be reflections of God, reflections of God's grace and compassion, strength and mercy and love. Maybe one of the best gifts we can give all of our dads on this Father's Day is to let them be made in the image of God. That means, Sarah, that you need to let your dad be pretty amazing and let him be pretty human. Like Jesus, your dad might get frustrated or even feel disappointed. And just like Jesus, your dad is strong and will share that strength with you. Just like Jesus, he might even cry. And we girls love to tell the boys in our life that it's okay to cry. But then when they cry, sometimes we act very differently. Sarah, your dad needs to cry just like the rest of us, just like Jesus. Our dads need to know that we are there for them, just like they are there for us. They need to know that we appreciate them, and we need to tell them just how much. They need to know that we need them, and we need their strength, and they make a difference with all they do for us. And just like us girls who love to be told how pretty we look, the dads in our life also want to hear that they're handsome. Dads want our forgiveness and understanding, just like the story I told you about the boy that came home. And our dads need to know that they are our heroes. Most of all, Sarah, our dads need to know that we can let them be real, just like Jesus. I have been lucky, Sarah. My dad is a great daddy, so I love to call God Father. Not everyone has a great relationship with their father. Some don't even have a father in their life. Your letter reminds us that the language we use in church matters, especially when it comes to our image of God. The church is trying to be careful, and we do care. But I'm glad that you have helped us to see. In the end, I don't really think God cares about what name we choose. God cares more about people. God cares more about being friends with us. And I am sure that God hears us no matter what name we use. God is your Father, Sarah. And God is so much more. As your image of God grows, so will you, and so will your relationship with your Father. Happy Father's Day, Sarah. Your sister in Christ, Tricia.